back to the Bone Show online at boneshow.com.
We have some big news right now. The Trump administration has informed NOAA, the agency responsible for predicting the weather, that two buildings that are critical for weather forecasting will have their leases canceled.
Oh, no.
According to
So that means we're going to have to get our weather off, I don't know, Google?
CLS, one of these buildings is
the Weather Channel,
literally the nerve center for generating national weather forecasts. And the point of it is to ensure that
listen to my knee.
Everything is housed in one.
What do you mean your knee?
Yeah, my knee knows when it's going
to
rain.
To increase efficiency, but DOGE wants to end that lease.
Yeah, because Google is free.
By, I guess, reducing efficiency.
You don't need the Weather Channel people anymore. You can just go on your phone and you say, hey, S-I-R-I. I'm not going to say her name because if I do, she'll go, yes. No. So you can go, hey, S-A-R-S.
S-I-R-I.
Yeah. You can say, hey, S-I-R-I, what's the forecast tomorrow? And she'll tell you. So we don't need buildings and we don't need people working at the Weather Channel place because the S-I-R-I will tell you.
In addition, the NOAA Center for Weather and Climate Prediction is on the lease cancellation list as well. And according to Axios, who spoke with several NOAA employees, if they're actually successful in shutting these buildings down, it could be a nightmare scenario where Americans either don't get weather predictions and weather forecasts.
The ones that don't have the S-I-R-I.
Or the weather forecasts are just plain wrong.
That's the least of my problems right there, is knowing the weather forecast tomorrow. Because I have a phone, and the phone will tell me. Next.
Let me ask you men a question.
Okay, I'll answer her.
Yeah, let Jimmy answer. Jimmy, I'm trying to make it up to him because I stabbed him a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah, you're going to let me answer this one?
Yeah, you answer this, broad.
So, men, when you're talking to a lady, assuming you're single, and, you know, looking for a relationship, not a one-night stand, a relationship. And you start talking and you cover all your topics. You know, what do you like? What are your hobbies? You know, what do you do for a living? You know, what's your schedule like? Whatever, all the stuff.
How many piercings? And you're like old. You're like in her 40s. You're like in her late 40s and you have a nose ring. Why you do that?
All the normal stuff. And then you dip in a little bit into, you know, are you?
I want to see my wiener. That's when that question comes around.
A very active person. Do you date much? Now, I don't know about other women, but I like to find out if they've been active in all ways. And,
active and all.
I am answering this question, not you.
I can comment on it.
Fine. You can comment on it.
I don't necessarily talk about this immediately. It just, whatever happens, we go with the vibes, go with the flow. But the point is, whenever you open up that discussion to find out, so when was your last relationship and are you sexually active? Because I want to be safe, you know. And I'm assuming you're...
Well, you can't get pregnant.
Why? You say she can't get pregnant.
Well, you said she's late 40s. I say she's late 50s.
Looking for an intimate relationship. Are you looking for an intimate
relationship? So she ain't getting pregnant.
Intimate relationship. Because I am. So we need to know we're on the same page regarding schmecks. So when you start having that conversation, and here's my question. Guys, is it possible for you to stay acting your age? Is it possible for you not to revert to a 12-year-old boy?
No. No.
Like, across the board.
No, because we're always a 12-year-old boy in our head, and we're never... You, I'm telling you, you don't want us to be acting like a 55-year-old guy, because those are boring. You'd rather us be a 12-year-old in our head.
It seems like I keep talking to these guys that when I try to have a mature conversation and find out if they're active in that sense, if that is what, you know,
yeah, are that's you the looking green for light to send you a wiener pic.
That includes that, right? That the next thing I know, they're looking for a friend with benefits.
Because you brought it up.
Actually, maybe it's a good thing because I'm finding out right away that what they're really looking for is a
prude.
Friend with benefits, and that's not what I'm looking for.
Yeah, you're a prude.
But where are the
you're an old prude.
Mature men? Where are the mature guys?
They're in the old folks' home, or they're dead. They're 6 feet in the ground.
Capable of having a mature conversation.
No, we're not.
About intimacy without thinking that you're saying, hey, let's jump in the sack.
No, because you brought it up. We didn't bring it up. You brought it up.
Where are you? I know you're out there.
No,
I
dead.
Know you exist.
Nope.
I mean, or am I wrong? And that's the question. Do all men revert into sophomoric?
Yes.
Thinking.
Yes.
When you want to know these things.
Yes. Am I supposed to apologize for that? No, I'm not going to. But yet, in my head, I'm 12 years old. On the outside, I'm old, and it hurts to get out of bed. In the inside, I'm still watching Scooby-Doo and SpongeBob. Next.
Is it cheating if your spouse goes out with their ex for lunch, doesn't tell you, but the purpose is to allegedly start a new business together?
No, because they could be starting a new business together. You don't know. Guys got to make money.
Legally, this would not be cheating, but what do you think?
No, he's not sleeping with her. He's having a hamburger and talking business.
Do you consider this cheating in your relationship?
No, but every woman would say yes, but every guy's going to say no. Oh, God, here we go.
Is it cheating? Part two. Your spouse follows somebody on Instagram, then they subsequently go and follow that same person on their subscription page. And here's the kicker. They spend some of your retirement money on said subscription page. Legally? Not cheating, but what do you think?
Yeah, if they follow them in real life and then follow them on the OF page and then give them money, yeah, that's cheating. That's douchebag.